Today's Shir Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Beis. We will begin on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, the last words in the Amud Rabbi Shmuel. We had learned in the Brayis Rabbi Shmuel learns that the halacha, that the special halacha of Bas Koyin, the Sreifa, only applies to a Bas Koyin who's an Arusa, but not to a Bas Koyin who is a Nesua. Whereas the opinion of Rekiva says that it speaks both by Arusa and Nesua. Rabbi Shmuel learns it between the parasha through a mamatzina, and Rabbi Kiva learns Xeris Shava Avia for Narusa, and the Nesua that the Alacha of Bas Koyin applies by Nesua, he learns from Ubas. Rabbi Shmuel says the Gemara that, as we just said, whose his opinion is that it only applies by Narusa and not a Nesua, asks the Gemara, Hai Es Avia. What does he learn from the words Esavia? Answers the Gemara, Bailey, he needs the pasuk to teach us Kiritanya. What does the Torah mean by teaching us Esavia Himchalalus? What does the Torah want to teach us with this pasuk? To teach us Shim Hayanai Noying by Kaidish, if they were treating this father with the special respect that a Kayin is supposed to receive. After he leads benching and he gets the first aliyah, after his daughter acts in this way, they don't have to do this. The kavod, if they were giving him kavod till now, they don't have to show him kavod. And they say regarding him, cursed is the person who had such a child, that he raised such a child. This is who his children are. And Gemara, based on this, says, Amar of Ashi Kaman Karina Rishia Bar Rishia, based on whose opinion do we call somebody a Rasha, the son or child of a Rasha, even though he's really a Rishia Bar Tzadika, he's really a Rasha who is the son of a Tzadik? Kaman, says the Gemara, follows Kaitana, this opinion that we're learning. The Torah Tamima points out, what's pshat in the Mishnah? What's pshat in the wording of the Gemara? Im hoyu noigim and kodesh. That if they showed kod, if they treated this person this way, we no longer do so. So as the Torah Tumima, it's not a question. There's an obligation, as we know, to show kavod to the kohen. So what is meant when the Gemara says noigim by kodesh? Moreover, he asks, the Gemara uses a double language. Shem hay nagim by kodesh, hay nagim by kavod. Isn't kodesh and kavod the same? So the Torah Tumim explains, sometimes we give somebody kavod only because he's a kohen. For example, if he's an individual who's he's not a talmud chacham, so he doesn't get kavod because any other reason than he's a kohen. But sometimes we have a kohen who's also a talmud chacham. And therefore, he gets not just kadosh because he's a kohen, but he gets kavod. And that's what it meant. If till now he was an individual who noigim by kadosh, then he only got kadosh as a kohen, then that stops. And even if he was an individual who also got kavod because he was a talmud chacham, that all stops. Says the Mordechai, and Mordechai quotes a Rashi that says, that once the Kohen's daughter acted in such a fashion, these special privileges that a Kohen gets are stopped. So ask the Mordechai, what will be the halacha if there's a Kohen whose daughter, Bizman Azed, did a terrible aveira? She had a wrong type of relationship. She converted. What will be a halacha? Says the Mordechai, quoting his Rebbe. He says, when the Gemara says that this is what we do moving forward, says the Mordechai, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that this is what we're obligated to do. What the Gemara means to say is that we have a right to do this, but not that this is what the halacha requires. And so does the Ramah, indeed, in Or HaChaim Sim Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Mem Aleph Paskin, Mi Shiyesh Leibash, Shemir Al Avarish Kachom Moshezintza, Eim Chuyovim Oy Lekacha, that obligation what we have towards a kohen no longer continues. Kiviu himachalelus. But the Mishnah Berura, quoting the Mishnah Berura quoting the Achronim, says bizman hazeh, nowadays we don't follow this minig, and even if a kohen's child, son, daughter, whatever acted inappropriately, this halacha doesn't continue. The Mordechai also adds a new dimension. Our Gemara has been speaking about a bas kohen who was mezana, who had an adulterous relationship. The Mordechai added a new situation where she was himira data, where she converted, and the Achronim try to understand what the Mordechai means with this. The Magen Avraham says that our Gemara is strictly referring to a situation of an adulterous relationship of znus, because that is something that the father could have helped avoid. That the father should have made sure that she doesn't socialize associate in the wrong place. Regarding other averis, the father doesn't have the same level of control. And therefore the Magen Avraham says that when the Mordechai said Hemira Dasa, it doesn't mean that for that reason she's treated this way. Rather, explains the Mordechai, that the way to understand Hemira Dasa means that if she was Hemira Dasa, if she converted, presumably she also acted immorally. But it's only because of immoral behavior that this is the halacha. The Shailas of Tshuva Shvus Yaakov says not like that. He says that this halacha is not just about znus, it's about other averis. And he says a proof. He says, our Gemara says, Kaman Karina Rishia Barishia, Bafila Rishia Batzdika. He says, what the Gemara means to teach us is that this halacha doesn't apply only to daughters. It applies to sons as well. And what the Gemara is trying to say is that whenever the kohen has a child acting this way, the halacha of his kuhuna changes. The Marsha explains, what does the Gemara mean when it says, Orish is Yolad, Orish is Agidl, Orish is Ayotz Mechalotza? Says the three languages is referring to her mother, the nanny who raised her, and Via. Orish is a Yolad refers to the mother. Orish is a Gidl refers to the woman who helped raise her, the Menikotza. And Orish is Ayotz Mechalotza is referring to the father. Our Gemara has taught us a very sharp halacha about how a father is treated when unfortunately he has a child this way. The Gemara says the child is called Rishoy Ba Rishoy. So the Mabit discussing this says, well, if we're going to look at it this way, the office of Rami Yitzchak also had children that weren't the greatest. So we later called the office a Rasha Ba Rasha. So the Mabit, because of this point, says that when the Gemara here is taking this strong position about the father, it's only referring to a father who he himself does not act the way he's supposed to act. But if you have a father, he says, who acts the way he's supposed to act, that's not the kohen, that's not the individual to whom the Gemara is speaking. Another point he makes is that the father is only, the halach is only if the father is not a Talmud Chacham. But if the father is a Talmud Chacham, of course we would not be allowed to use a derogatory term regarding him. Another point, he says, is only if the father is still alive. But if the father passed away, then of course, if he had an Aveira, that Aveira was Nimcho, was forgiven, and you can't call Rasha Barasha. The Ranach disagrees, and he says that even after the father is no longer here, the halach of the Gemara continues. The Mabit also continues that in a situation that this halacha is only in situation as long as the son, the daughter, are acting improperly. But if they did tshuva, of course we may not call the father by that name. Moreover, says the Mabit, that this halacha is only if the child is a well-known Rosha. But if the child is not known to be such a well-known Rosha, then this halacha is not applicable. Dagos Mordechai says that if somebody, Rachman Tzlan, is a Malshin, that we're allowed to call that Malshin a Malshin ben Malshin. The Mabit says that what Rav Ashi says is only referring to the Beis Din. The Beis Din, when they are sentencing or dealing with this person and this notice, and they're identifying that they're Rasha, could say Rasha by Rasha. It's not for every individual that may do this. The Shlish Yaakov says that when our Gemara says that you could call him a Rasha by Rasha, it means not publicly. We know how serious the halacha of Hamal b'pnei chaver b'rabim is, and therefore may not be done publicly. He says, moreover, the Chavis Yor says, that our Gemara is saying is that the child could be called Rasha ben Rasha, but that's only in the context, and when we're speaking about the child, we could call him Rasha ben Rasha, but we're speaking about the father himself, we can't call him a Rasha. Moreover, the Maram Mipadva says, it's only the father, Rasha ben Rasha, but it can't be said back to a previous generation. And that's why the Trumas Hadeshen, quoting the Sefer Chassidim, says that when such an individual were to be called up to the Torah, we can't call him up by his father's name, but we can and should call him by his grandfather's name. Points out the Rabbeinu Yoina, if our Gemara is taking such a strict a position regarding a Rasha ben Rasha, so certainly when we have a tzaddik, even though he is a tzaddik ben Rasha, so then the halacha is that we could call him a tzaddik ben tzaddik. And he quotes a Gemara, Masechta Pesachim, that called Rabbi Menachem ben Reb Simoi a benon shel kedoshim. And the Gemara explains why was he called a benon shel kedoshim. He never looked at money. So if that's him, why he had this great status that he wasn't concerned with gashmius, why is he called a benon shel kedoshim? He's called a benon shel kedoshim, explains the Mordechai, because since he acted appropriately, so just like our Gemara says that a Rasha is called Rasha ben Rasha, certainly when we speak about a tzaddik, then the halacha is that we should certainly call him, even if his father is not known that way, he should be called a tzaddik ben tzaddik. The Taz explains why is this the halacha. He says that we are not just judged about whom we are. We are judged about the way we influence other people. And the people who we have to have the most influence over are our children. And therefore, if somebody was not successful, that's why the Gemara says he's called the Rasha ben Rasha. So the Mishnah concluded, Zu mitzvah haneskalim, says the Gemara, my Tana, why did the Mishnah end the Mishnah with these words, the Tani, Zu mitzvah haneskalim, answers the Gemara, Mishim the Tana, because we learned in the previous Mishnah, Nigma de Metzinai Silaskola. And then we learned the Mishnah that speaks about the basis of Skila Yigavayish de Kaimis. And then, so, I did the Kamel Mishnah, and as we're about to start learning Mitzvahs and the Srafim, that we learned so many Mishnayis about Skila, and now we're about to begin learning about Srafa, Taninami Mitzvahs and the Skolim. That's why we finished with Mitzvahs in the Skolim, to tell us that we've exhausted that subject and we're starting now Mitzvahs and the Srafim. So says the Mishnah, Mitzvahs and the Srafim, how was the Mitzvahs and the Srafim done? How Mashak and Isai Bezevel, they put him in manure at Arkavoysev until his knees. And the Mefarshim give many different reasons why that was the case. The simple pshat is that he should not move around, Rashi explains, because if he's going to move around, we need to be concerned that the fire that we're going to use to burn him may not go inside, as we learned. It'll go outside the body. And the way that he's supposed to be burnt is that it's supposed to go into the body and not outside the body. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggest is if he's going to move around, it may cause the fire to get extinguished. And they're going to have to bring another fire. And we keep on being sensitive to the Inui Hadin, that if a person acted, a person's Mechuyev Misa, we should quickly do it. Another pshat that the Yad Ramah says, that they put him into Zevel in case he dirties himself and he won't be able to move around and it won't be so embarrassing to him because it won't be so noticeable. He's in Zevel anyway. And the other pshat that I saw is that they move him into Zevel so the people who are busy with him will not get dirty. He's just going to be stuck there. The Neistin, and then continues the Mishnah, so the Kashal Toich Raka. They put a coarse piece of material into the sore piece of material. Because as we're going to learn, they're going to force him to open his mouth, and we want him not to get hurt, so we put the sore piece of material around the coarse piece of material, so he shouldn't suffer when we open his mouth. On the other hand, I saw that the Rishonim explained, if they only used a sore piece of material, they won't succeed in getting his mouth open. So that's why they needed both types of material. They put it al tzavaroi around his neck. Zeh Moshech etzloi, the two people standing there, each one pulling the piece of material in their direction. The Rambam explains that since, as we learned, Yada Edim Tiyabai B'Rishayna, the people who are pulling this piece of material are the two Edim. Zeh Moshech etzloi, Zeh Moshech etzloi, Ad Shepeseich Espev, until he opens his mouth. Umadlikas Apsila, they light lead, the Zark L'toich Piv, and it enters his body. The Yeredis L'toich Merev, it goes into his stomach, it goes into his intestines. The Chayseris is B'nei Merev, and it burns his entire body. The Teres Yisrael explains that what they do is they prepare the lit lead before they open his mouth. Again, they shouldn't have to be there. Dysis explains that the reason they open his mouth with this way is because by opening the mouth this way, he may suffocate. And as we learned and will continue learning, chenek is not as serious of a severe type of misa as sreifa. And if it'll expire quicker because we started chenek, that's actually an easier way of eliminating him. If he died that way, if he died by asphyxiation before we could get anything into his internal organs, so then we haven't fulfilled the mitzvah sreifa. And therefore he says, they open up his mouth with a tongs against his will, malik sapsila, and they light this lead, and they throw it inside. And as the Yad Ramah explains, why do we want to do this? Because we want to do sreifa. As we explained a moment ago, we want that the inside should get burnt and not the outside. So if that's the case, that we're looking for sreifa, doing anything that could cause him to die by Chanika is also not what we want to accomplish. It has to be done that way. Amar Belozer, Rav Tzadik, Maisa Bebas Koyin Ach Shezinso. There was a situation where it was a Bas Koyin that was Mazana. Vikifu Chavli was Myris, and they put different wood around her, and they burnt the Vesarfa. Amle, says the Gemara, so, but nobody suggested that that's the way sreif is supposed to be done. Amalai, so says the Gemara, the reason they did that is, the halach is, They didn't know that they should do it. They didn't know to do it that way. There's a very interesting, important question that is asked l'alocha, and that is, we know that on Purim, we have to give shalachmanis. We also know that many people give shalachmanis, and there's a minig to give shalachmanis through a shliach. Because the pasuk says, u'mishloyach manis ishlereyu, which seems to indicate that one person is using a shliach to give the shalachmanis to another individual. And the question is asked, can one use a nachri to deliver the shalachmanis? That means if you're sending shalachmanis with FedEx or with the post, and the people who are bringing it are non-Jewish, can you send shalachmanis through an akum? And the Chasam Sofer says that when there's a halacha of shlichus, so then the shlich has to be kamaisai, shluch shalom kamaisai, and just like you're Jewish, your shlich has to be Jewish. However, when the Torah doesn't require a shliach, it just requires that the job get done, then the halacha is you don't have to use a shliach who's Jewish. And one of the rayas that's brought is actually our Mishnah. Our Mishnah discusses where the entire procedure of doing the Sreifa. And the Rashba discusses, can we use an Akum to do this? And he says you can, because there's no Chiv to do the Shliach, so anybody's qualified. Says the Gemara, as we explained already, the Mishnah kept on speaking about throwing the Psila, the wick, into the person who's getting killed. What is a Psila? Amar Masna, what it means is a psila shalaver, lead. Says the Gemara, Menolon, how do we know that that's the way it was done? Answers the Gemara, ask your Sreifa, Sreifa, Badas Kairach. The Torah says the word Sreifa, Badas Kayim, Beish Tisarif. The Torah says regarding the Adas Kairach that had this terrible disagreement with Moshe and Aaron. And the Torah says V'yotza esh me'es Hashem, and the Pesach says the Ashakriva and the Srafim Malahalan, just like by the Das Kairach, the way the Sreifa was done with Sreifas Neshama, that the Neshama was burnt with Guf Kayim, Af Sreif Af Kan, here too the way it should be done is Sreifas Neshama with Guf Kayim. Reb Loza Omer Ash Yasek Zer Shava Mi B'nei Aaron. We know that Nadav and Avia brought an Eish Zorah L'fnei Hashem, and they were burnt. And the Pasuk says that Chechem Kol Beis Yisrael Yifku as a Sreif HaShasarav Hashem. It says the Gemara Mala Halon, just like there, what happened was Sreif HaShasarav of a Guf Kayim. I've come here too by the Sreif of the Mises Besdin, the way it's done is Sreif HaShasarav of a Guf Kayim. It says the Gemara Mandi Yalef Me'adas Karach, says the Gemara Menolei, how do we know that that was the way that Das Kairach burned? They brought the Ketairis. Says the Gemara, we learn from the word Nafshaisam, Nishmasam, the Srafas, that Neshama were burnt to Guf Kaim. Vidach, and Beleza that learns of Nei Aaron, says over there, Hahi Sreif of Mamashi. They were just burnt. I, why about the word Nafshaisam? Because that the way they behaved with Kairach and they started eating and socializing with him, ultimately that led to their death. The Pasuk says until him, when they flattened Kairach, and how did they do so when Kairach was instigating against Moshe Rabbeinu, Aliski Lagima, Kairach say served a meal. Charklev Sher Shal Gehenim Shinov, that got the Gehenim, the fire, to burn them. Says the Gemara Mandi Yolof, and Reb Lezer, who learns it from the Bnei Haran, Menolei, how do we know that the Bnei Haran were killed with Sreifas Neshama, the Guf Kayim? Ksiv Yemusl Fnei Hashem. Says the Gemara Kemisa, like a regular death, when a person is taken from the world, his neshama leaves, but the gufam kayim, but the body still remains. Vidach, the man that learns from the Adas Kairach, why doesn't he learn from the Bnei Aaron? Says the Gemara, who's Shrefa Mamashi? He holds that the Bnei Aaron were actually burnt. Why do they learn from the Pasuk via Musu? Says the Gemara, the Askaba Megavai, the Misa began from inside the Misa, like a death where the heart stops and then it affects the rest of the body. The Tanya Abi Yosef in the story Omer, Shnei Chutim Shleish Yotzim Beis Kodesh Kedoshim, two strands of fire exited the Kodesh Kedoshim, V'Nechalak La'arba, and then they were divided into four. V'Nichnasu Shnei B'Choit V'Shalzeh, two of those fires went into the nostrils of Nadav, V'Shnei B'Choit V'Shalzeh, V'Sarfim, and that's how they were eliminated. V'Ksiv, V'Toichel Oysom, the Pasuk says V'Toichel Oysom, doesn't mean that they were, that only the oisam, and not only what's inside was burnt, not the rest of them. So the more that pasuk is coming to teach us, oisam v'loy bigdayim. So the question is, ask Tosfos, the pasuk already says, the yusub b'ksayin oisam, that they were wearing their clothing. Why do we need another pasuk to teach us that they were wearing their clothing? So Tosfos answers that if we would have just said that pasuk, we might have thought that the people who carried them out took clothing to carry them out, but not that their original clothing was there. Says the Gemara, why did they learn from whatever opinion we learn, if we learn from Kairach or from the Bnei Aharon, that it was Sreif Nesham V'Guf Kayim, Bnei Lev B'Parim Hanasrafim. We have discussed in our Shurim that certain Kabbonis, Parham Dovash Tzibur, Par Kai Mashiach, were taken and were actually burnt. And why don't we learn from there, Ma'alahal and Sreifa Mamish, that the way those Kabbonis are burnt is the regular form of burning. Afkan, when we do Sreifa for the Mises, Bezdin, should be Sreifa Mamish. Answers the Gemara, Mestabim Adam Havala Melef. It makes more sense to learn from Bnei Aharon or Kairach, Adas Kairach were two people. Sheken, both of them refer to an Adam. Both of them refer to a chayt, the person did an aveira, the Bnei Aharon did an aveira, Kairach did an aveira, the person who schayv strafed did an aveira. Neshama, both of them, there's a concept of netilos neshama, which doesn't apply by an animal, the neshama leaves, and both of them are, there's no pigle, because they're not kabbonis. But ask the Gemara, Adrabba, we can make an argument that Meparim and Nesrafim have a little melef, that Parim and Nesrafim are a better match. She came Machsher. Both of them are a way that we do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the Parim Nesrafim should be burnt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the person who did this Averis should be burnt. And Lidairis, the Din of Parim Nesrafim applies for all future generations. And the Din of Mises Sreif applies for all future generations, which doesn't apply by the story of Kairach or the story of Bnei Aaron. Answers the Gemara, Hanach Nefishim. These still represent more, it's a better match, because the match with Bnei Aaron or Das Kairach have more similarity. Ask the Gemara further, Man the Yalf met Das Kairach, the man that learns from Das Kairach, ask the Gemara, my Tamala Yalf from Bnei Aaron, why doesn't he learn from Bnei Aaron? Says the Gemara, who Sreifa Mamashava. There was a real burning. So ask the Gemara, if that's what happened there, so why not Nailif Mina? Why don't we learn from there? Amar Avnachar, Amar Avua, Amar Kra, because the Torah teaches us, V'hafta l'reacha kamaycha, B'rar le'misa yofa. And as we learned, it means in one of two ways. Either it means that even a person who's a balavera, re'acha, he's still a fellow Jew, and B'rar le'misa yofa. The other pshat is re'echa. Why does the Torah use the word re'echa when the Torah wants to teach us the obligation to treat a person, a fellow Jew, properly? Why is it called re'echa? Why isn't it called chaverecha? It's called re'echa because even if the person is raw, even if the person is not a good person, for half the re'echa, we have an obligation to treat him in a proper fashion. Ask the Gemara.
L'chimi achad de Rav Nachman. If Rav Nachman says, now we have a whole new reason why to do the sreif this way, because of a haftar rach k'maicha, so ask the Gemara gzeri shava lomali, so why do we need a gzeri shava? Answers the Gemara, ilav gzeri shava. If we didn't have a gzeri shava, have a meaning we would think sreif's neshama, the guf kaim la sreifa yiklal, that this type of sreifa is not considered a sreifa. V'imashim v'haftar rach k'maicha, if that's the case, how will we be able to fulfill the obligation of a haftar rach k'maicha? The way we do it is lapish lechav zemeris, that we should put a lot of wood keicha the lister of laagel, that it should be burnt quickly. Kamash malon, that this is a full fledged way of fulfilling misas reifa. Says the Gemara, v'kayim Moshe v'Aaron mahalchem aderech. Moshe and Aaron were walking, v'nodav aviyu mahalchem achreim, and nodav aviyu were walking behind them, v'kol Yisrael achreim, and everybody was walking behind them. Omlai nodav Laviu. Another said to Laviu, Ema sa yimusu shnei zakenim alalu. When will these two elderly people, Moshe and Aaron, pass away? Vaniva to nanigas ador, and will take over. Omlai Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to them, Nir as mi kavis mi. Let's see who will live outlive. Omra Papa, and says, Rapapa, haine dam shi, nefishi gal isabi, that many old camels, the tina mashka dehununi, are carrying loads that were the loads of young camels that died to them. So, of course, this is a very difficult piece of Gemara. Nadav and Avihu were tzaddikim. And how can we suggest that Nadav and Avihu, who were such great tzaddikim, spoke about Moshe, that Moshe and Aaron should pass away? So one pshat is that they knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said the Bekroiv HaKadosh, that at the inauguration of the Mishkan, what's going to happen is that tzaddikim will pass away. So they were convinced that who were the greatest tzaddikim? Moshe v'Aaron. And since Moshe v'Aaron were the greatest tzaddikim, they were convinced that Moshe v'Aaron were the people who were destined to pass away, and that's why they said. Another pshat that I saw, that what was the Avera of Nadav Avihu? The very Ksav Soifa Nadav Avihu we know is that they never got married. And they were trying to explain their behavior, why they not got married. And they saw that Moshe Rabbeinu's children were never came to Moshe Rabbeinu's level. They didn't succeed him because Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with leading Klal Yisrael. Aaron did have great children, but Aaron was never the number one. He was always number two. So he said that we are trying to explain why did we not get married, because we didn't want to end up like Moshe and Aaron ended up. And therefore, that's why what they said just to defend their behavior. The Chidah makes a very interesting point. We know that Nadav and Avihu were both punished, but the Gemara says that Nadav was speaking to Avihu. All Avihu did was agree with what Nadav said. So he says from here we see that agreeing to what somebody says is just as bad as doing it. And therefore, when Nadav said something to Avihu and Avihu didn't protest, it's considered as if he participated. Another shot that I saw is that they said that they wanted to be. We know that people who do Avera, one of the ways that a person, Rahman Slon, who does an Avera can have a kapara is when he's Oyla L'Gdula, when he's appointed to a position of authority. So I saw that they were concerned about the Avera, Averis that they might have done, and because they were worried about Averis that they did, that they wanted to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they would become leaders, and by becoming leaders, then they would have Kaparis Averis. Another pshat that I saw that they meant to say was that we know that one day we will be in the leadership position of Klal Yisrael. But they said when that, all they meant to say is that when that day comes and they are appointed to the leadership of position in Klal Yisrael, we know that everything that we will achieve will only be because of the of Aaron and Moshe. Because we were Talmidim and children of Aaron and Moshe, that's why we will be appointed to this leadership position. This entire Gemara opens up a very interesting discussion that the Paiskim have. And that is, as we're learning now, their entire intention was most honorable. They wanted to become leaders of Klal Yisrael. They wanted to have Mechilas Avonis. And the question is, if somebody has the opportunity to become a Maggid Shir, to become a Rav, a Rosh Yeshiva, can he do something to get the position that someone else has? And the Chishuk Echemet says, based on our Gemara, we see that the Gemara has an issue with the behavior of Nadav and Avihu, who are trying to usurp the authority of Moshe and Aaron. So as much as this person wants this position, these people want this position for honorable reasons. They want to be able to give a shir. They want to be Rabbonim. The only thing that he suggests, the Chishuk Echemet, that they should be allowed to do is do things that the person whose position you want to get should be promoted. If that person is promoted, then you getting his position is honorable. The Pasuk, the Gemara continues about the Das Kairach. Arav Elezer, Lama Tamid Chacham Doim Amaretz, how does Amaretz look at Tamid Chacham? B'tchila Doim L'kitna Shazov. First he looks at him as a gold pitcher. Sipra Mena, if he starts speaking Doim L'kitna Shekesef, he is lowers. If that means, if the Talmud Chacham starts to flatter an Amoritz, in the eyes of the Amoritz, the Talmud Chacham goes down. Nenemim nenu, and if the Talmud Chacham has benefit from the Amoritz, Doim L'kitna Shecheres, he looks like an earthenware pitcher that we know about earthenware, that Kivish Nishbar, once it's broken, Shuvayn L'Takana can't be fixed. Says the Gemara, Imarta Bas Tali, Bas Koin Shizunzav, she was a Bas Koin, the Rachman Slong was Mazana. He put wood around her, and that's how she got burned. Amar Rabbi Yosef Tabatarti. He made a double mistake. Tabat Rab Masna. He didn't learn our Mishnah that describes how the Bas Koyin is supposed to be eliminated. The Tabat Tanya, he made another mistake. The Pasuk says, Kipal Machadova Lamishba Ben Dam Ladam. Bein din ladin, bein nega la nega, divrei rivas b'shevarecha, v'kamtav alisa l'mokam, v'vosa alakoyin, v'alvim v'alashoy v'ashir b'yom meim. From here we learn, b'zman sheyesh koyin, when the Sanhedrin is in session, in the Lishkas of God's Yesh Mishpat, there are din in the fashas, b'zman sheyen koyin, but when we don't have the Kahanim doing that, then ein mishpat, when the halacha don't apply. So Mashal explains that why can't we say that what they did it, as we learned other times in our shiurim, that when Bezdin sees there's a need to do what they have to do, they're allowed to do it. So why is this permissible? So he says that the halacha is that even though Bezdin has to take the law into their hands, they have to know when and where. So Rebbeinu Yonah, for example, says that when it's something which is lo shchiach, it's not likely to happen, that's not a case that we could violate what it says in Torah. A bas koyin to mezana is not likely. Another explanation is that only the Sanhedrin Gedolah has this right. This was a regular bezdin. Another pshat is that the bezdin has to have smicha, and this bezdin didn't have smicha. Another pshat that the Maram Liblin suggests is that they knew that he didn't do it just because he saw that there was a terrible situation. He thought that was the halacha. And that, what they said, that they shouldn't. He had no that he was wrong on the halacha. Says the Gemara, Amar Belozer Reb Tzadik, Ma'aseh Bas Koyin Shezinsa. Says the Gemara, there was a story with a Bas Koyin Shezinsa, and the way they eliminated her was by putting Zemiris around her. Amar Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, what type of Bezdin was that? Bezdin Shot Stoikim. The Stoikim, we know, only follow Tarsh B'Ksav. So our Gemara has been teaching us through Tarsh B'Peh how Sreif is done, but they didn't follow Tarsh B'Peh. Hachel Amalu, and says the Gemara, that this was the dialogue, V'hocha Ahadulu, and that was the response. V'tanya Amar Blazber Tzadik Zechronik Shisha Tainik. I remember when I was a child, a murk of Ksefer Shalaba, and I was still being carried on the shoulders of my father. V'vil Bas Koyin Shazinsa, and they brought a Bas Koyin that was Mazana. V'kifil Chavil Izmarz V'Safrua. So we see that that's the way the regular Batei Dinim did it. Amaloi Katna Yisa. You were still a cotton. V'emirayim in a cotton. So, says the Gemara, Shnei Maisim Hayah. There were two stories. One was when he was young, and they said, Emavim Raim in a cotton. And then there was another story, which they said it was a Bezna Shot Stoikim. Says the Gemara, Hay Amalei Bereisha. Which was said first? Ilem HaKamais Amalei Bereisha. If they said first the story that of our Mishnah, to which they said it was a Bezna Stoikim, Damalek Shigdadl. So let's understand something. He said he reported something when he was already a Godl. And they didn't pay attention to what he said. So now, does it make any sense that he's going to tell them, will he think that if he said something when he was still a child, they'll pay attention, that he saw as a child that they'll pay attention to it? Elo, what must have happened, the sequence must have been, the story that he saw as a child, he reported first, to which they said, and therefore your report is not accepted. Then Amalu, he told him a story that he witnessed as a godel, to which they told him, Amalei, it was a Bezdin Tzadokim. Says the Mishnah, Metzis HaNarogim. The next Misa that the Bezdin, that the Mishnah discusses, is Misa Sayif. How was that done? Haimatrisin es Roshe B'Sayif. They would take off his head with a sword. Which apparently was the way that the government would give out a death sentence. Rabbi Yehuda, that this type of misa is very gruesome, and therefore it's not appropriate to give this type of misa. Ella, and it's a violation of a haftlerach kamaicha. Ella, menichin roshe el sadin. They would put his head down on the table, the koitzitz, the kupitz, and they would take an axe to eliminate him. Amla, to which they said, Ein lecha misa menos mezeh. This is even worse. So the Yad Ramah says, why is it worse? So he gives two explanations. One is because that's the way an animal is killed, and killing a person the same way an animal is killed is terrible. Another pshat is that the kupitz is not as sharp as the sayif. The sayif is sharper, so it kills the person much quicker than the kupitz. Tanya Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. Afani de shemisa menovelsi. The Chachamim, when Rabbi Yehuda described how this is done, said this is a misa menovelsi. Says the Gemara, Afani odeya. I know shemisa menovelsi. And we have no right to follow the way the Akum do it. Rabbanan, says the Gemara, how do Rabbanan defend himself? They say, Kivin the Ksiv Saif by Raisa. The Torah says that's the way to do it. Loi Minay Gomrinan. When we're doing something that the Torah tells us to do, that's not considered Chukaseim Leitalechu. And the way the Ran explains the Gemara, why is there a halacha of the chukaseim loyseleichu? Because we shouldn't follow the way they behave. But when we're doing something, when we're doing something that is not for that purpose, we're doing something for the purpose because we want to follow what the Torah says. Then there's no iser of a chukusayim lo yisalechu. And the Rama indeed says that when we ever were doing something, even if it's a way that the akum do it, if it's only if there's no constructive purpose. But if there's a constructive purpose, there's not considered chukusayim lo yisalechu. The Michas Chinuch takes it even a step further. The Michas Chinuch says the chukusayim lo yisalechu is only applicable if what we're doing is to follow the Derech HaAkum. But if what we're doing is not with the goal of following the Derech HaAkum, then it's not considered B'chukusayim Leich Aleichu. Deal like Tema Hachi. And the Gemara proves this point. Hadatanya, the Braisa teaches us, Sarfim Amalachim. When the kings would pass away, they would burn all of everything that they owned. And the Braisa says it may be done, and it's not considered. It's not considered dark emerim. Says the Gemara Hechaser Finan. But now the question is, how could we do so? Says the Gemara, oh, the Kivan the Ksiv, Sreifa Baraisa. The Torah, Tanakh, mentions this. The Ksiv, a misrephrase of a Secha. The Pasuk says, with Sitkyo, the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Sitkyo, Shalom Thomas. Just like they burnt all everything that was owned to the earlier kings, that they'll do to you also. So when we're doing it, it's not that we're following their menhagim. And the Aruch HaNes says that even though this is a pasuk in Navi and not in the Chumash, but the Navi, the Aruch HaNes says, "Ein Navi roya shoy lechadish." A Navi can't come up with a new halacha, so it must be consistent with the Torah. Hachnami, kiv deksiv sayif beraisa, even though it says sayif lab minay gomrinin, and Rabbeinu Yoina points out, the Torah doesn't say sayif, but the Torah says by the ira hanidachas, it says lefi charev, so therefore, since the halacha is that it's lefi charev, that means we're allowed to do it. Ask the Gemara, Vatanami, the Perkin, the Mishnah daf, we're going to learn, and daf I involve in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Bishlama ir nidachas. We understand that that's the way the people of the nidachas are killed. Sibu lefi charev. The Torah says the words lefi charev. El ritzeich menolan. How do we know a ritzeich? The Tanya says the Gemara. The Braisa says that if somebody hits his Eved Kanani and dies. And that Eved Kanani dies, v'chiyake ishus avdo yasamos v'shevid omeis tachas yodai nokim yinokim. Nekim azu eni yudei mahu. But we don't know what does that mean. Keshu oimer v'veisei lechem charev nekemes nekam bris hava oimer shenekema. When the Torah used the word nekema, it means sayif. But ask the Gemara, as we're speaking about the Misa sayif, maybe what it means is the Barzlei Mevris, that they stab him, and that's how he passes away. Answers the Gemara Lefi Charev. The Torah says Lefi Charev. That means from the part that the sword has two sides, and this is not the part that has two sides. The point. Vikad the Avalei, Veim the Avalei Gistra. Maybe what it means that we should just cut him down the middle. Amrav Nachman Amravua. As we've been learning, Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'haftal l'reach k'maycha, and this is not V'haftal l'reach k'maycha b'ra'al l'mitzah yafa. Ask the Gemara, but that Pasuk that we just quoted, Ashkan the Kotel Avda, is speaking about somebody who killed an Eved Kanani, Bar Chayrim Menolei. How do we know that Bar Chayrim is also killed B'sayif? Says the Gemara, V'lav Kotel, V'lav Kavachaymer, says the Gemara, I make the Kavachaymer, Kotel Avda, if he kills an Eved Kanani, he gets killed b'sayif. B'chayrim, does it make sense that if you kill a b'chayrim, you should have a lesser misa, less of your misa b'chenek? So ask the Gemara, Hanich l'mandam a'chenek kal. According to Mandam, it says the chenek is less severe than sayif. So we understand, if you get sayif by Eved Kanani, you'll certainly get sayif when you kill Yisrael. El l'mandam Chenek Chomer, Michael Maimer. Maybe when you kill a Jew, Saif is not what's going to happen to kill him, but Chenek. Answers more Nafkle Mitanya. The way we know that if somebody kills a Ben Chayrim, he's Chayiv Saif, and not chenek is based on the following brisa. Says Mavata Tava Adam Anaki Bekabecha. Hukshu kol shayf adamim la'agla rufa. This is a pasuk by Egla Rufa. Mala halan. We know that the way the Egla Rufa is killed is besayif. We would have sword v'metzavah from the neck. So that's how we know that any case of murder besayif u'metzavah. Asking my email lahalon, if just like by Egla Rufa, the way the head of the Egla Rufa is taken off is bekupitz with an axe, when mul'ara from the back of the neck. So maybe here too, when a ritzeich is killed, it should be bekupitz with mul'ara. To which the Gemara answers, Amar Rabba Baravua, if we're going to have to do misa, the Torah says v'haft l'rach k'maycha b'rorloi misa yafa, and therefore we don't do it, and we do it in the least gruesome fashion.